welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service today. We will be following Divine Service Setting 3, beginning on page 184 in the Lutheran Service Builder. The hymns for today, opening hymn 430, My Song is Love Unknown. Hymn of the Day 395, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Distribution Hymns 684, Come to Me, Ye Weary. 797, Praise the Almighty. 741, Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense. Our closing hymn, 923, Almighty Father, Bless the Word. A couple other announcements. Tuesday, there's a primary election. It's an important one for the state of Wisconsin, so please get out and vote. And also that Tuesday, we have our Lutheran Fathers Conference, so everybody's invited. You can come and go as you are able. That is from 9:30 to about 3. So let us begin with our opening hymn. My song is love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. Glory be to God on high. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this sixth Sunday in Easter, after the Epiphany, the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany is from Jeremiah chapter 17. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He's like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. This is the word of the Lord." Turn to a yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." This is the reading of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the sixth chapter. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be just satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you
when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God and man made manifest. We sing this in the season of Epiphany, and so far this Epiphany, as we've gone through each Sunday, the divinity of Jesus has been made known in many ways. First, there was the star in the sky pointing out to all the world that the Savior, the King of the Jews, had been born. Then Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, and the voice of the Father spoke about his beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit landed on him bodily like a dove. And Jesus then is rejected in his hometown of Nazareth. This is to fulfill the scripture. And even though the people wanted to kill him, he just walked through their midst and went away to perform miracles, turning water into wine, casting out demons, healing various diseases, and then bringing in a large number of fish, we heard last Sunday. And as important as all these signs and wonders are for revealing who Jesus is, God and man's man, these miracles are not the main thing that the Word made flesh came to do. These are temporal, here today, gone tomorrow, gifts. They're not the gifts and the blessings that God became man to give, not the primary one. He gives us these things for today, yes, but that's not all. Christ makes us blessed, and he makes us blessed forever into eternity. We can't trust these temporary blessings. They're good, and yet they're fleeting. We can, and we do, trust in Christ. He is the eternal one. And all of our blessings, all the blessings, are in him. And in Christ, we're blessed. People are seeking blessings from Jesus. We see it in Scripture. We heard about it in Luke's gospel today. The people from all over, they come and seeking Jesus. They seek gifts of healing, and they seek to be cleansed. And these are good gifts. These are blessings from God. And we seek blessings from God. We seek blessings from God in prayer, with faith. We seek health. We seek good medical care for ourselves and for our loved ones, especially when there's illness, especially when there's weakness or injury. We ask for safety and protection, especially when somebody's traveling or in a particularly dangerous situation. We pray for employment for our loved ones so that they can provide for their needs and that we're able to provide for those in our care. And we provide, and we trust that the Lord to provide sufficient funds for us and enables us to pay for shelter, for food and clothing, the needs for life. And that is good. It is good and right to come to God for gifts, and especially since he has taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Well, Jesus sees the needs of the people, and he blesses them, and he blesses us with gifts. Jesus heals those who come to him. Jesus provides daily bread, and sometimes in miraculous ways, he cares for us today. You are blessed to have a safe and a warm place to live. The Lord has provided you with the means to rent or to buy a place to live, and he's blessed you with heat to keep you warm during these cold months. He's blessed you with clothing, with furnishings. You're blessed to have food to sustain your health, and God provides all these things. A lot of us aren't involved with the growing of crops or raising livestock and everything that's involved with processing and transporting and packaging and making sure that all these this food for life is delivered to us. God is involved and provides for us through all these means. We're blessed to have a safe community to live in. God provides the government and the law enforcement that allows us to live quiet and peaceable lives. You're blessed to have family, friends, neighbors to support and encourage you in daily life. The Lord has given these people to you. Gifts from God. Some who are listening on the radio now or watching on streaming, well, you're not able to be here because of diminished health. But you are blessed to have people in your life to care for you. And these people, they are evidence of God's love for you, tangible evidence that He is present with you, caring for you in this life now. So all these blessings we recognize and we give God thanks for. But woe to those whose faith is only in earthly gifts, only in the earthly blessings. Just because God gives earthly temporal gifts, that doesn't mean that we will be blessed forever. Jesus warns against putting our faith in our temporal gifts, such as money, such as food, such as laughter and good reputation. They are here one day, but they're gone the next. Money is a blessing from God entrusted to you to care for your needs and the needs of the people around you, the needs of others who are in your life. And so we receive these gifts as He entrusts them as stewards to love our neighbor and to take care of those around us. But He doesn't want us to trust the money. He wants us to trust in Him. When you put your money in, I'm sure you said that wrong, when you put your trust in money rather than God, or when you fear losing your money more than you fear God, well, you make money an idol, and it's a false god. Money is empty. It provides no meaning, no hope, no life beyond this fleeting time of earth. In Luke's gospel today, it says Jesus lifted up His eyes on His disciples and speaks blessings and woes to them. Now, there's a multitude, but He's speaking to His disciples, those who are hearing and learning, trusting Him. These are Christians that He's speaking blessings and woes to. Blessings from God are a consequence of being in Christ. Blessings aren't rewards for a Christian's accomplishments. Blessings properly belong to Christ for His accomplishments. He is the one who lived an obedient life. His accomplishments include His atoning death and His resurrection. Christ was poor for you. He hungered in the wilderness for you. And He wept for you. He was hated, excluded, reviled, and spurned as evil for you. The blessings rightly belong to Him. Well, you have been chosen and baptized into Jesus Christ, and He, Jesus, is your sure blessing in eternity. We Christians live the life of Christ in this world. The suffering that we do experience is on account of Christ, on account of the Son of Man, as our gospel says. Christians suffer because Christ suffered. We put our faith in the eternal gift of Christ. The gifts God gives do not reflect our standing before Him. Our lifestyle doesn't, our possessions don't, our health doesn't. The friends and family that God gives us, they don't reflect our standing before God. None of them do. It's the death and resurrection of Jesus that reflects our standing before God. The death and resurrection of Jesus don't pass away. Jesus died once for all, and He has been raised from the dead, never to die again. His resurrection is the assurance that all who fall asleep in Him will also be raised from the dead. He's the first fruits. Jesus is our eternal blessing for now and forever. He's the one that we always trust in, look to, no matter what's going on, no matter what happens. Yours is now, by faith, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. No matter how much you have or how little you have, no matter how much you suffer or how much you rejoice now, Christ and His kingdom are yours. You do have a foretaste of the eternal blessings, the blessings that are to come as you are washed and absolved and fed now, even at the Lord's table, as a promise that you will be cared for always by God. You don't have to carry the burden of guilt or shame of past sins. Jesus has borne that upon himself in your stead. And you're washed clean by his blood. You're covered with his righteousness. You don't have to fear condemnation. Jesus has atoned for your sins. No matter what happens to you in this temporal life, your eternal life is secure in Jesus. No matter how little you possess in this world, you are an heir of the kingdom of heaven. No matter how sick and feeble you become in this earthly body, your resurrected body will surpass the healthiest and strongest days that you've ever experienced. No matter what you're going through in this life, at this moment or the next, Jesus is with you. God is with you. The God who created the heavens and the earth has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He's written that promise to you, not with money, not with food or happiness or fame, but in the blood of his Son. In him we have the certain promise of forgiveness, life, salvation. In him we have a promise that doesn't fade or change or decay with time, but a promise that remains sure and firm forever. As long as the Son, the eternal Word, lives, you shall live. You have God with you now, and you shall have him and all of his gifts for eternity. For Christ makes us blessed forever. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the spread of God's kingdom made manifest in the preaching and miracles of Jesus Christ, that a great multitude from every Gentile nation and from Judea's remnant may be gathered to know true wisdom, come in our flesh, let us pray to the Lord. For all people among whom the gospel is preached, that they would hold fast to God's word and not believe it in vain, let us pray to the Lord. For parents and those who teach children the word of God, that generations to come may love God's promises, walk in his truth, and dwell in his house, let us pray to the Lord. For all who bear office in our land, that they would be a blessing to those they serve, for the callings God has given us, that we would render service to him in our works of love toward our neighbor, and for those in need of honest labor and daily bread, that they would receive gainful employment according to his good and gracious will, let us pray to the Lord. For those troubled by any unclean spirit, memory, or thought, for the sick and for all who need healing, especially Shirley, Anita, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Ethel, and Cookie, that they would receive the power of Christ in the hearing of his word and be cured, let us pray to the Lord. For all who come to eat the holy body and precious blood of Christ, for the forgiveness of their sins and the blessed sacrament, that trusting in him, they may be filled with God's blessing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For hope that reaches beyond this life, confident in the risen Christ who is the first fruits from among those who sleep, for all who mourn, that they may have comfort in his life, and that we may live confidently in our expectation of the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, plant us as trees by the stream of Christ, our Savior. Root us securely in his word and wisdom. Do not let us turn from you, nor put our trust in man and this flesh, which fail. Preserve us from all anxiety, and take our fears away through the right fear of you. Cause us by your Holy Spirit to bear much fruit, and when affliction and persecution come, to stand firm and rejoice at the great reward that is laid up for those who trust in you, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacraments.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Raising South Detroit, he took the minute.